So the question is, where are our vines? What is our fruit in this day? And why is it important that we are called to care within and serve beyond? Please pray with me. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. So this is the fourth sermon in our series on our identity statement. We'll get back to exploring progressive Christian theology next week. I'm sorry, Pat and Walt, you're going to miss it. We're going to skip ahead because on this day, when we recognize the servants in our community, when we recognize the people who have taught, when we recognize the missions of this church within these walls and beyond it, it is, of course, natural to take up caring within and serving beyond this church, this part of our identity statement that is so important and so crucial to our identity as a Christian church. This gospel lesson reminds us that all of the work of God in us leads to something. The work in God is not for us to gaze at from afar. The work from God is not merely for us to listen to in its beauty and eloquence. The work of God is to change things and make our lives bear fruit. For the past year, I have been trying to ask the question here, why is your life different for being a member of Ankeny UCC? Another way of putting that is, what is the fruit of your membership and participation in this church? What will it lead to? What is it that gives nourishment to someone else? In this case, Jesus' message puts him in line with God. God having been the vine, Jesus says, I take up this role of vine. God is serving us through my life here. I am the one who is taking you through to where you can bear fruit. And that means making choices. For surely that is what Jesus is saying when he says, your lives have been trimmed by my words and my presence. He says, now that you have heard my word, you can make different choices, so that your lives will bear more fruit than they would have otherwise, so that your lives do not wind up withered like it would be so easy to do, your lives thrown off like chaff. Jesus says, you may make choices now. You make choices to increase the bounty in the world or not, to bring life into the world or not, to help and bring peace and reconciliation or not. And that is the challenge that Jesus sets to us. And it is so important today in this church on this day of recognition. We are using a new curriculum this year in Sunday school, the Shine curriculum. It is explicitly a peace-making curriculum. So why does it matter that we use this? Why does it matter that our teachers are here? What is different about the world for their service? All around us, especially in Baltimore, especially earlier this year in Ferguson, Missouri, but also elsewhere, there are moments where there are choices to be made. Do we escalate or do we de-escalate? And these choices are there for all of us. In the case of someone on the street, it might be a matter of using a more pleasant word. In the hands of a police officer, it might be, I am frustrated today. I do not have hope for humanity today, but today I will try to show these people that I am around, to show all of the people that I encounter, that they are loved children of God, and I have peace in me as my protection. It's so hard to say that with so many scary things around us. So often violence is such an easy thing to grab onto. So often the outrage that increases our emotional tension, that increases the severity of our reactions. But maybe one person who is in one of these classes and heard a thing about reconciliation and about peace and about de-escalation might walk into a situation and make life better for all involved, might save the life of a police officer save the life of a citizen by stepping in and saying, no, this we're not going to do today. Maybe one person who hears that word in this place every week, there are opportunities to hear those words thanks to these servants. Serving. Two, we see the care of our community. In this place, every week, if a child comes here, if a youth comes here, they will encounter someone who cares about them. They will encounter someone who says, I am glad that you are here, and I love your presence in my church and my classroom. I care for you. And maybe that person will remember that. Maybe that will be the thing that keeps them going from one week to another. So many stories of transformation starting in church happen that way, with saying, I walked into a room and I felt loved and welcomed. And so we recognize these people who serve and bring care to our community and who bring that love to one another. And as we listen and give thanks for the choir, there are other choices that we make. What is it about creating quilts or creating music that is so special? On this day of the week, both on Sunday, on Wednesday, whenever you go out, we have made an active choice to create something beautiful. To make beauty and something that shows us the best part of ourselves, rather than blinding our eyes to those things and seeing only the ugliness that surrounds us. So likewise, what is the fruit of the choir? It is that hope that there can be beauty in the world. It is the hope that in the midst of all of the ugly things that we see, maybe there is hope for the future of a kingdom in which beauty is glorious and is the choice that all people make. This is what it means to be the trimmed vine in Jesus Christ, that with Jesus, having this injection of Jesus and the gospel every week, having these choices and these educations and these words every week, we might find hope to be the best selves that we can be. And by serving, protect all of God's children who are weak. Protect all of God's children who are lonely. Protect all of God's children who are naked and hungry, and bring them that hope that we feel, that fruit that is in our lives, that we wish to make the world better and see in this church an opportunity to do that and bring it with us into the world. And so as we prepare for the table of reconciliation up here, I continue to challenge you to ask, how is my life different from my presence here? And I ask you to think about the fruit that we produce, both in our own lives, in the lives of people whose names we never know, who are served by those we have served. Let us bear fruit as our God desires us to do. Amen.